This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. We are so delighted to be able to share with you some of the most important global headlines, and they mean so very, very much to all of us because it points to the return of our Lord, and what a great hope that is in the day and age in which we're living. The first one, the Lord wants us to understand prophecy. Ever since I've known Jack Van Empe, he's been a prophecy student of the Bible. He's loved it from the day I've known him. And God never intended for us to be ignorant. First of all, about his son coming in the Old Testament, he prophesied everything that would happen in the life of Christ. Christ fulfilled it in the new. And now he doesn't want us to be ignorant about the Lord's second coming. He gave it to us in the New Testament. And so, Jack, the one thing, of course, that I would say to you is the Lord wants us to understand prophecy, doesn't he?
Oh, he really does, Rexella. There are 10,385 verses in this book about prophecy, and they cover over 1,000 different prophecies and the signs that precede them, so we know that the coming of the Lord is right at the door. You know, these preachers come along and say, oh, no one knows the day and the hour, Matthew 24:36. I think that's the only verse some Christians have ever memorized. They don't want them to come. That's not what it says. You always must take everything in context or you end up with a pretext. Now, what does it say in Matthew 24:33? He said, you will know when it's near. What? Even at the door. But not the day and hour, three verses farther. And how can we know? Signs. Read Matthew 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 17 and 21, all the signs Jesus gave. And he was upset with people when they mocked the idea about signs. Listen to him in Matthew 16, verses 2 and 3. He said, you folks look at the heavens and you know what the weather is going to be the next day. He said, you bunch of hypocrites. You can discern the signs in the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. 1,000 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into many of these signs today and it's going to shock you. But the thing that excites me, Rexella, is we are now in the final sign before Jesus returns. In Revelation 13, 1, you have the world dictator, the Antichrist. And also in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 11 to 18, we have the false prophet who leads the one world religion. We are going home soon. This world dictator and world religious leader cannot come to power till we're gone. We must hear, first of all, the shout, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and be swept away in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And then these two beings come to power. You say, can you prove that? Yes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 6, he says, the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only the Holy Spirit, who now hinders these two to come to power, will continue to hinder until he removes those in whose hearts he lives, believers, and then shall that wicked one, the world leader, be revealed along with this false religious prophet. Every sign tells us it's near. That's why it isn't enough to say, we'll never know the day and the hour, Matthew 24:36. Put it in context, verse 33, you will know when it's near, at the door. How? Verse 36, but not the day and the hour. Get it? How about Hebrews 10:25? He says, encourage one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How can you know when the day is approaching? Signs. Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 17 and 21, all from the lips of Jesus. But before these two come to power, and they will reign during the 7 years of tribulation in Revelation 6 to 18, and then Christ comes back and puts them into the pit, and that's in Revelation 19, verse 20. He immediately then sets up his kingdom. And that's what's found in Revelation chapter 19, as he comes on that white horse regally and royally. And the armies in heaven followed him, those who were raptured 7 years before now return. And he comes as the King of the kings and Lord of the lords for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. So the world can never end for at least 1,000 years, and then forever and ever, because his kingdom never ends, Revelation 11, 15. We could go home at any moment. Be ready.
All right, Jack, be ready. That's the main thing, be ready. Well, we've spoken of this before, and we're going to do it very, very quickly, but because it does bear repeating. None of the signs Jack gave really could begin to develop until something very important happened. I'd like for you to take a look at what had to happen. Members of the newly created State of Israel listened as Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion reads the country's Declaration of Independence on May 14, 1948 in Tel Aviv. In other words, Israel had to become a nation before the signs began to culminate. How wonderful they became a nation, Jack.
Now, everyone's always griping about Israel because they're ignorant of the Bible. You see, it was always their land. But in 586 BC, Nebuchadnezzar took them to Babylon, Daniel 1:1. And when some of them returned, then Vespasian and Titus, Roman generals, murdered a million of them and took them into the Roman Empire. And so the Jews did not have their own land, get this, for 1,878 years. And then the Spirit of God began working and bringing them back. Ezekiel 36:24, I'll take you from among the Gentiles, gather you out of all countries, and bring you, Israel, into your own land. Amos 9:15, I will plant the Jews in their own land, and they're there to stay. We're going to drive them into the sea. We're going to get rid of them as far as being in that land. No, you're not. You're going to try to fulfill Psalm 83, verse 4, let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. But I got news for you. The Bible says in Isaiah 56, verse 5, I will give Israel an everlasting name. That goes for you guys who are preaching replacement theology. And you say that 2,604 verses that talk about Israel should be translated church. And whenever it mentions Jerusalem, it should be called heaven, bunk. You don't know your Bibles.
Well, you know, Jack, when the Lord came the first time, he came to Israel. I worship a Jew of the past. When he comes the second time, he's going to come to a city called Jerusalem. How wonderful. Take a look. Jerusalem had to exist before he would come back. The history of Jerusalem is the history of the world. Now, you know, friends, this is the city that our Lord is coming back to. He's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives, walking through that gate and going into Jerusalem. That is where he's coming back. So it had to be a part of Israel, Jack.
Oh, Rexel, this is exciting. I've already said that Israel had to become a nation, and that's what Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, verse 32, when he said, the lesson about the fig tree, and the fig tree is Israel in Joel 1:7 and Hosea 9:10, and the fig tree had the blossom become a nation. But once they had that nation, they had to be in control of Jerusalem, and they did not have possession of that holy land for 1,897 years. But then the Six-Day War of June 5th through 10th, 1967 was fought, and the Jews were victorious, and they started fulfilling the prophecies of Yahweh God in the Old and New Testament. For instance, God said in Psalm 2, verse 6, I'll set my king, that's Jesus, upon the holy hill of Jerusalem. And then when you get to Luke 1:32 and 33, when Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, you're going to have this holy baby called Jesus, and he's Emmanuel, God with us. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem, and he shall reign over Jerusalem forever and forever and forever. And that's why Matthew 5:35 says that Jerusalem shall be called the city of the great king, the Lord Jesus Christ. They were kidnapped for 1,890-some years. Now they're back, and they said, this is our land. And There's going to be a peace contract because it probably will be divided. How do I know that? Because World War III begins when Jerusalem is divided, Joel 3, verse 2. Final signs. Coming of the Lord's near.
The Lord's coming back. If I go away, I'll come again. He's going to stop all the wars, stop all terrorism. And He's coming as the Lord of the Lords and King of the Kings, Savior of the world. Will you open your heart to the Savior right now? Will you ask Him to come in, forgive your sins, be your Savior, give you peace in a troubled world? Check the invitation, please.
Pray this after me from your heart, and He'll save you. Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, the only Savior, I put all my sin on You now, Jesus, for You've come to bear sin for all of us. Take away my sin now. Lord Jesus, wash me clean through that precious blood You shed that day on the cross. I receive what You did, that momentous hour for my soul. Jesus, come into my heart now. Save me. In Your holy name, I pray this. Amen.
Oh, friends, if you prayed that prayer, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this wonderful little book that will help you for steps in a new direction. We're living in a changing world, aren't we, friends? Oh, remember this wonderful thought. In our changing world, we can always depend on our unchanging God and Savior. Look forward to being your home again next week. And remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,